Humans, with the beginning of the new year, many of you resolve to take on a new challenge, start a new business, change careers, launch a creative project, whatever your next move might be. Tackle it with Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a professional blog, an online store, Squarespace allows you to create a custom platform where you can make your latest goals into a reality. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. Enter offer code IMPROV to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, make your next move. Humans, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me, Matty B, not to be confused with the rapper Matty B. You guys a fan? You guys know Matty B, little Matty B raps?
Love Matty B.
Do you?
I don't know
who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Humans, I read in the newspaper about a mansion which is listed at $250 million.
Whoa.
This is the picture of it for...
That's it?
My guess. That's it?
I'd expect more.
I was expecting an enormous... I mean, that's a very big mansion.
That's a big house.
But helicopter I've seen, like, parked on the roof. Has to get craned in because the house doesn't have a permit for landings and takeoffs. Crocodile embossed elevator.
What?
7 full-time employees who live in a separate staff wing.
Where is it? Is it here?
Yeah.
Who lives there?
No one right now.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to my fabulous party.
Thank you very much.
Has everyone gotten their Dom Perignon and caviar?
Yes.
Yeah.
The guy just handed me a whole bottle of caviar.
Yeah, you can just drink it right out of there.
Drink it.
No need to spoon.
Wow, it's very...
The wealthy don't waste their time with implements.
Oh, okay. I've never been to a big fancy party like this, I guess.
Yeah. Kind of in over our heads.
Yeah, this is... I got the golden ticket here, so this is very nice.
Can I put my jacket down somewhere?
Yes, just throw your jacket in the air and a servant will catch it and hang it somewhere.
Okay.
Oh my God, do it.
Just toss it up in the
just
air?
Just toss it up in the air, a servant will grab it to him. No. I'm wealthy.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Try it.
Flippity-do. Oh my gosh, that was like a martial arts move.
Yes, all my servants are trained in...
That was really great.
Thank you.
Can I throw my handkerchief?
You can. They're trained to catch jackets or hats.
No.
But for fun, if you wanted to.
Okay. Try it, yeah.
Do it.
Well, here we go. Oh, well.
All right. Anyway, that's okay.
It's okay.
So welcome. You've all received your golden tickets and arrived at my fabulous party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've never met or anything, but so it was really nice of you.
I read about your parties in the paper, though, like albino tigers and shit.
Oh, yes. Albino tigers.
Is there like a hashtag for this party or something? Or?
You know, I'm wealthy, so I don't generally come up with my own hashtags.
Oh, okay.
But I could get my hashtag man out here and come up with one if you'd like.
Sure,
yeah.
Percy!
Yes?
Percy!
He was hiding in a vase.
I was in a vase the whole time.
Yes. Percy.
Yes?
These people would like a hashtag for the party.
Oh, commoners. Hello, commoners.
Hi.
You smell like the rest of the world.
Yes. Ugh, disgusting.
Oh, hashtags? You want hashtags for this party?
Just one would be fine.
Just one hashtag?
Yes, one will be fine, Percy. Okay. You can come up with many,
Come up with 1,000. Uh-oh. Okay, one off the top of my head would be hashtag welcome to the party.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be like Bonnaroo 17.
No, we keep it open.
Really a pun in there or anything.
Percy, we'll...
Hashtag welcome to the party.
Okay.
Percy, we'll talk later. Thank you.
No problem, master. I'll get back in the vase.
Oh, he coughed all over me.
Yes, he's dying.
This is a really like fancy place. Like, yes. I feel like you're trying to impress us, but you know, like this in itself is very impressive.
Really nice.
Like, I've never been in a place this big.
Yeah, even without all the servants.
Yeah, yes, totally.
Well, prepare to be even more impressed by my wealth.
Oh, okay.
Would Look you that. Like to go for a helicopter ride?
Whoa.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We just got here.
We cut to them in a helicopter going all over the city looking at the Griffith Observatory and the zoo and the canals. And they land. That's cool, but let's see your house, man.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I could call an Uber or something and we could head over there.
Because we just met in that kind of weird lobby with your servants, and then we got in the helicopter.
Yes, yes. I could fly the helicopter back to my house, but that wouldn't be any fun.
Oh, that would be awesome. That'd be great. To land a helicopter
on a house?
That's cool.
Yeah, you can't land it on your house?
No, of course I can, I assure you. I have all the permits necessary.
Oh, great.
But you know what?
Those are napkins.
Huh? Oh. Oh, yes. Here you go, in case you had any drool.
Hey, man. I do know a little bit about helicopters. I know it's nearly impossible to get a permit for a roof, so you're still rich if you don't have a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't.
You don't have a permit
roof.
To land your helicopter in your house. We're still impressed with your house.
Yeah, but I'd love to see the house.
Let's see the house.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. I'll call an Uber, and we'll head on over. Do you guys mind Uber pooling?
I mean, sure, I can get us a regular Uber.
But they do Uber pool, and it from that side of town, it takes forever to get back there.
Sorry about
this.
And we
cut to a koi pond out to the side of his house.
Well, sorry about that 2.5 hour ride.
Sweating.
Yeah, right at 5 p.m.
Those are big. Those are huge.
These koi, the most gigantic koi on the West Coast.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a bath? I just need to run to the bathroom. We were in the car.
Oh, yeah. I could
so
use the bathroom
long.
Too.
I feel like we could all use the bathroom. Great.
Yeah. It's a cool fountain.
It's great koi.
Feel free to just use the fountain. What? No problem there.
That will kill the koi, I happen to know.
Yeah. I could grab a net and scoop them all up, and you use it, and then I'll change the water over and put the koi back.
Just like, I'm sure you have like 50 bathrooms. Yes.
I assure you.
We don't need to go into every one, just one of them, you know.
50, more like 500.
Oh, wow.
Okay,
I'll take two.
Yeah.
But seriously.
Yeah, the pond should be fine. It really should be.
Okay. So we see them all.
Hey, just turn around, guys.
In the pond and
watching. I'm watching.
We see him do this weird scooping motion with the net, like as if he's scooping the pee out of it.
All right, should be all clear.
All right, man. I don't know.
I'm starting to feel like this isn't a house.
Yeah. Do you have any like food or so? We haven't eaten anything. Can we at least go in the kitchen?
Well, this party, we haven't gotten anything to drink. We just got those weird bottles of caviar.
Yes. No problem. I'll run inside and grab something from my personal chef. Hey, y'all like Arby's?
I'm looking at this bottle. It says best used sold by 2014.
Huh?
It's
what
like
does it say?
Old bottles.
Old caviar.
This is an old bottle of caviar.
Yeah.
It smells, man. This is like rotten caviar.
Oh, you don't have sophisticated nose palates.
Oh, I don't know,
this
man.
It smells great to me.
He retches into his own bottle. He tries to drink the vomit to prove that it's good.
Stop it, man.
I'm rich. I assure you, I'm rich.
Stop it.
You're clearly not rich, man.
Just drink your own vomit.
Falls into the koi pond.
Oh my God. I'm drowning.
Why is it drowning? It's only 2 feet.
Just stand up.
Oh, you're covered in piss.
My piss is joining too.
This isn't your fucking house, is it?
Yes, it is.
It isn't.
No, it's not, man.
Whose house is this?
It is mine, I assure you.
Whose is it?
George Clooney.
Let's talk some more about that.
Oh, my God.
Amal would never let that happen.
Yeah. My favorite part of this picture here is they show this room that's filled with candy, like it looks like a candy store all over the walls. And then just in the picture angle, you see five foosball tables. Like, why would you need more than one foosball
table? Hold a tourney? Holding fucking foosball tournaments and candy?
It's like you have so much money, you have to invent ways to spend it.
It is. Just, it is like, I'm going to pour as much money into this house as possible.
Like, I don't know. Gross. Yeah, get 10 foosball tables. I don't know. Why not? Let's just fill the room.
I think I'd rather have like 10 like showers in a room or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a
room,
little more.
One big room that's just a big shower with like shower heads everywhere. And you can
I think
just,
that's
like,
just like a gym shower.
But it's
I don't think
yours.
That would be like good at all.
No, it's like the rain room at, what was it, the LACMA? The rain room, but you're not cultured.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's like it was a big room where it would rain, or I guess it wouldn't rain on you wherever you were standing, but it was raining.
What?
I know that's at Caesar's Palace in Vegas, they have a snow room.
There we go. You get a snow
room. And just continuously snows?
Yeah.
What?
That's cool.
Let's stop doing that stuff. Why do we need that? That's not good. Why do we need a snow room? Just make it cold.
And we see this honeymooning couple arguing outside the snow room.
I don't want to go in there.
Okay, guys, you paid for it, and you only get a half hour.
We live in Wyoming. Why would we do this?
It's snow, baby. It's snow.
I'll tell you what. Just go on in and enjoy it. You're not really dressed for it like I gave you the brochure when you signed up this morning.
It's super hot out.
Yeah,
I know, but in there it's.
I know, but I sweat and I, you know, I just can't do it.
Okay. I work hard for my bikini body, so I want to show it off.
All right, but you guys asked for the Revenant package?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
We'll come in. We'll do it.
It better be real in there. It better be real nice. Nice and cinematic in there.
And the doors won't open until the half hour is over, just so you know. It's because of the temperature and keeping the snow from melting.
No problem. Finally, we're from Wyoming. Yeah. Okay, bud. We're from Wyoming.
We're from Wyoming. So.
Cheyenne.
Yeah. Okay, don't challenge the snow room. No.
Okay.
Okay. Bring it.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Step on in.
Oh my God.
There's a bear. They're immediately attacked by a bear.
Fight the bear. What are you doing?
Oh, God! This didn't happen until later in the Revenant! This is happening immediately!
This is a half-hour version, sir. That's all you signed up for. We get right to the good parts.
Oh, good!
He hears over an intercom. Oh, my God! It's a mountain of skulls!
Oh, good! Oh, he swallowed my leg! He swallowed my leg!
Okay, you're going to have to crawl into a ditch and... almost die there, but then not. I don't remember.
It's a Native American man. He's hanging.
And we cut to the funeral for his bride, his short-lived bride, and as he gives the eulogy with his one leg.
Sorry, I'm going to keep falling.
Killed my daughter.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hermerschmidt.
You went into the snow room on the highest setting.
I thought we could handle it because we're from Cheyenne. We're from Cheyenne. I'm sorry. I didn't know. It was such a great movie. I thought we could handle it.
Say your final words. You killed her.
Oh, please don't kill me. Put the bow and arrow down.
I'd like to say a few words if that's all right.
Go ahead. At least you had the balls enough to eat her once you killed her.
Why is the bear here?
I just like to say, she was very tasty.
Fuck you.
Excuse me?
I said fuck you, man.
I've never been so offended.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
We cut to a few weeks later, the bear's back with his own community and other bears, but he's just in a bummed out mood. Just stuck with him the words of the husband who had lost his bride.
Hey man, what's wrong, man? You haven't been yourself.
You want to hit?
Sure, man, but you've been hitting that a lot.
Yeah, Barry. You've been really smoking rot.
Talk to us, man.
It's just, I was thinking about what I've done.
all the things I've done.
It's so good.
I mean, I got the job at Caesar's Palace. It's a job.
It's a job.
That's a sweet job.
It's a great
revenant setting in the snow room. Every bear dreams of getting that once-in-a-lifetime gig.
Jackpot, baby.
I know. But when I heard from that man who lost his daughter that I ate, and granted, she was tasty.
She was asking for it.
She was begging for it.
Dressed in a bikini in a snow room?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's true. But still, it made me start thinking about what I do. What we do.
What do you mean?
We survived.
Yeah, and you were nice enough to go to that funeral.
Yeah, I know. And he was very rude to me.
Oh.
But nonetheless, his words have echoed through my brain ever since. I don't remember the words right now off the top of my head, but they were effective, and
you ate my wife, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
We've all heard it.
Yeah.
We've all gotten that way. Well, you ate my baby. You ruined my family camping trip. It's like, yeah, I'm a bear.
Yeah.
Soldiers in war must go through this after wars where they kill someone's family and then go back to that country to apologize.
Yes.
I've never seen that in a movie, but I'm sure it's happened. Oh, maybe you should just make it up for him somehow.
Yeah.
Do something nice for him.
Pay it forward.
Good idea.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
It's a movie we saw.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
So he found out where the one-legged man who had lost his wife had started to rebuild his life.
Oh, God, I never got another leg.
What the fuck?
Hello, do you remember me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course I remember you.
Just making sure.
Yeah.
Making sure.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to apologize.
A little too late for that, man.
What?
I said it's a little too late for that. It's been 2 years.
Well, I had to think about things and, you know, go through some stuff. But anyway, I came here to repay you. I signed you up for eHarmony.
What?
I made an account for you. That way you can date someone and find a new wife.
You son of a
bitch. It's on me. I paid for full 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you?
$39.99.
That's so nice of you.
No problem.
And you know what? He did try the eHarmony account. And after only 9 months of using it, he found the love of his life. And in truth, it seemed even a better match than his first wife. And we cut to a bachelor party right before the big wedding. And of course, his new buddy, the bear, is there.
Shot, here you go.
Barry, thank you so much, man. You saved my life.
Hey, it ain't no thing. I'm glad everything worked out great in the end for everybody.
Yeah, it was really great. Yo, guess what we're doing for our honeymoon, man?
What?
We're going to Caesar's Palace.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Someone ate one of the strippers in the bathroom.
What?
Oh, what?
She's dead. She's been ripped apart. It looks like someone ate one of the strippers, dude.
Oh, God, who would do that? Oh, this is awful.
Barry.
What can I say?
Humans, one of my favorite sponsors, Squarespace. You got New Year's resolutions. You must. And you're like, I'm going to start doing XYZ. Yeah, I don't know if it's a business, an interest, something. And if you don't, you should. Do something beyond just commenting on Yelp reviews and criticizing YouTube videos. You got to make something. You know what I'm saying? Don't just react to other people's stuff. Have your own thing, your own interest. Have a place for it. Squarespace provides an easy place to do that. I should make a Squarespace for our new project, Brett. I can't reveal what it's called or someone will steal it from me before I set it up.
Did we just reveal it in a Squarespace ad?
Kinda. Big project coming out. I will definitely make a Squarespace for it. That's all the info I can give on this project, or you'll figure it out and steal my Squarespace. But why am I doing that? Because I want people to find out information about it. I want people to possibly buy it. I don't know what platform we're going to sell it on yet, Brett. We haven't discussed that, but it at least can be advertised on this Squarespace and people find out about it. Are you kidding me? Do you hear this? I want this in the Squarespace ad. Every time... This fire alarm is the fire alarm that cried wolf because we don't know, earwolf, because we don't know whether to believe it anymore. My guess is no. So whether you're starting a fire alarm, a business, a change in careers, use Squarespace award-winning templates, and you want to use it because they support this show. Start your free trial today, squarespace.com. Enter offer code IMPROV, IMPROV, so they know that I sent you. Matty B, get 10% off your first purchase. Get your interest on the web today.
Your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Granular, Kaduba says. Ill Neil says ego. Kevin Danger says alternative.
Kevin Danger.
Any of those do anything for you?
Ego.
Alternative. Ego.
An alternative
granular.
Ego.
Granular.
I remember, like, alternative makes me think of alternative rock. And I remember, do you remember, you know, the song Runaway Train?
Oh, yeah.
My mother gets, like, obsessed with, like, if she likes something. I went home for the break and...
Is that Soul Asylum?
Yeah, it's Soul Asylum. I went home for the recent break and she was watching The Intern. The De Niro movie. Yeah. And I was there for a week and she watched it every day, multiple times a day, whenever it was. She's like, it's on HBO. I got to watch it. I was like, no, you don't. You don't have to. You've seen it though. And you've seen it recently. Like, why not wait a little bit? And then, so like about when that music video came out, she was like really upset because the music video shows a lot of missing kids. That's like part of the music video. Mm-hmm. And she watched MTV for hours whenever she came home just waiting to see. And this is when MTV kind of played more music. This was maybe pre-Real World-ish that song came out, or around
like
the Real World.
92-ish, yeah.
Right? She just would watch MTV just waiting till Runaway Train, a fucking sad video. A very, very sad video.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at this fucking video.
I think there was a dead grandma.
Immediately.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that kid
this
is
kid's
running
intense.
Away.
He's running away right now? Why is he so mad?
Because his grandma just died?
I think his grandpa, like, put him in a closet or
something. Yeah, it seemed like he was getting closeted.
Yeah, it's very creepy. Closeted. There's a kid eating candy from an old man. And then it just shows missing people.
Oh, God.
And my mom would be, like, crying, but she would have to watch the fucking video.
So she hated it, but she was obsessed with it?
Yes.
That's fascinating.
Which is most things that she likes doing.
These kids all disappeared during grunge.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Also, that bass line was not from an acoustic bass like they just showed.
What I think is weird is every time they cut to the band playing, they're all, like, smiling and happy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fine. They're not missing. Look at that creepy guy!
Creepy guy. It's a good half dread look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, the 90s were confusing.
I saw Soul Asylum, man.
Oh, nice.
Really?
They sounded like Husker Du more when they started out.
Oh, no.
Then they got a little soft.
She's getting thrown in the back of a truck. That's not good.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Like a guy
takes his shirt off.
Oh, my God.
This is
overweight man takes his shirt off and gets in the back of a van.
And now she's on a
gurney. Now she's on a gurney and dead.
Oh, my God. Why did your mom want to watch this?
Okay. Don't get up yet. I'm only halfway done with your white guy dreadlocks.
Look, I gotta go, man.
Well, no, but I mean, they're not complete yet. Now it just kind of looks like your hair is dirty, that we need at least a half hour more for me to complete the process.
Dude, I'm about to get on stage.
All right, well,
I'm out of here like a runaway, like like a runaway train.
Okay, well, they're not complete. Just so you know, well, there's not going to be a refund. You came in, you said, I want white guy dreadlocks. I told you to take an hour.
I need to write down what I just said.
Okay, here's a piece of paper.
What did I say? I'm out of here.
Like a runaway.
Last year's news.
No, no, that wasn't it. That definitely wasn't
it.
Yeah? Yeah. I'm out of here like... I'm out of here like water out of a tap. Is that what? It was good.
Know.
It was really good. I know that.
I think you said you're out of here like fall when it starts to be winter.
Oh, that might have been it.
That doesn't really flow. Fall when it starts to be winter.
Does anybody remember?
Where's that?
That's what I thought he said.
What's that?
What's that?
What's that, old Pete?
Hey. Oh, yeah. I think you were talking about getting out of here, right?
Well, no, this customer was saying he was going to leave like a something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a runaway bus.
Oh, that was it. Runaway bus.
Runaway bus.
Yeah, that was it. That's good.
And we cut to with the rest of the band. I don't have time to talk about my hair right now.
What
guys.
The fuck's Looks going bad, on with you, dude. Bro?
It doesn't. Well, what if I turn this way?
No, oh, worse. Whoa.
What if it's this way and you have no idea what's going on over here?
It looks like it's unwashed.
What?
Yeah, it's like I see one kind of dreadlock and then the rest kind of poofy.
Anyway, I came up with our next hit song.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, great.
And I think it should be about something sad. And I haven't thought about what.
Probably your hair, man.
That's not cool, man. That takes away from what is truly sad in the world.
Whatever, man. Sorry, dude. It just looks like shit.
If I showed you someone dying of AIDS right now, you wouldn't be fucking all laughing. And
why
had
would
a great
you show
song
us
about
that?
It.
Why do you have a picture of that?
Yeah.
Here you go. Really look at it.
Jesus.
Why do you have
a, kiss it.
I don't want
no!
Kiss it.
Okay, no. Fine.
Oh, God.
Why'd you do? What a weird... Why do you have a Polaroid of... Never mind.
Because we get out up on stage and out on tour with all our fame and glory, and we forget about what's really important in the world. And that's why I want to make sure that this song, which I've entitled Runaway Bus, is about something that's really sad.
Hasn't that been done in the movie Speed?
Whoa.
Has it yet?
Has it yet?
Oh, good question.
If not, I've got a good idea for a movie.
Write that down.
Write that down,
write
man.
It down. Okay. Exterior day. What did I say?
Runaway.
You said,
shit.
Something fast. I think you said fast. The movie would be called Fast.
Yeah.
Fast Train.
Fast Train.
Oh, yeah. Fast Train.
Yeah. Train.
Train.
Oh. Wait, that works better for what I was talking about.
Oh, I was going to say we should name our band that.
We should be like, Train. Oh. And the song's Runaway Bus.
Yeah.
I was going to say Orphan Train.
Oh.
Wow. Like a train filled with orphans dying of AIDS.
Man. Oh, that's good.
Dude, you're obsessed with AIDS.
I'm like
why
a bunch
that?
Of orphans dying. You don't think I can write a song?
Huh?
Dude, it's orphan like, getting gang banged in a van. How
dude,
about that? That didn't have AIDS.
No one wants to listen to a song.
You know
like
what,
that.
Man? I'll
orphan
fucking
getting
write.
Gang banged in a van.
Oh, man.
As long as it's not acoustic, okay? I'm not playing any more acoustic shit.
Yeah, no more acoustic shit.
I don't want
man.
That light shit. This should be a hard rock song.
Do you see what just happened?
What?
You forgot about my hair.
Oh,
and we started thinking about what's really important.
We gotta write that song, man.
Yeah, we gotta
it's such
write
a distraction.
It. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of liking Runaway Bus, honestly.
Yeah.
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 Runaway bus. Passengers going further than they paid for. Runaway bus. The fare's gonna get you further. Runaway bus.
We cut to them filming the video and the director talking to the action. Okay, in this scene, the passengers on the bus have realized there are three or four stops past their stop, and they're starting to do the math in their heads of how they're going to have to pay for a ticket back to their stop or argue that they demand their money back, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So it's taking in different – you're in anguish for different reasons. But
wow. Mm.
So the bus isn't going too fast. When we say runaway bus, it doesn't mean that it's going like 100 miles an hour. Oh. It's going like 35, but it's not stopping at any of the stops.
Oh, this is the most a director has ever talked to me.
Yeah,
extra.
Yeah. This is great.
This is
well, guys, this is – Soul Asylum really wants this to be – really sad.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
No problem.
So, let's make our saddest faces, guys.
Yeah.
And as they make their sass face, we go into the thought bubbles in their head, because every actor finds a way to access something within their own lives that makes them sad so that they can really look sad on the exterior.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh, I can't afford that nice Calvin Klein button-down shirt that I want. Maybe after this today I will, but oh God, it's too expensive.
In his thought bubble, we see him outside a window with that Calvin Klein shirt up on a mannequin and him looking at it. It's really shiny and a
damn mannequin.
A ray of sunshine hits it just right.
Damn. Fuck.
Now he's thinking about fucking the mannequin. He forgot damn about the mannequin. And cut. Excuse me. You were smiling there at the end, and our camera's doing a pan around the bus.
Shit.
And it hit you, and you had this weird...
Yeah, sorry about
that. You started slumping down in your seat and smiling. So yeah. Let's...
sorry about that.
Let's try taking it again. Once again, find into your own heads what makes you sad. Totally. Remember,
no problem.
It's three or four. Let's say it's like five stops past your stop, but you're really doing the calculus in your head of how you're going to get back.
Okay, sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Okay. And action. Go to another thought bubble.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Broke both my ankles wearing platform heels. Insurance won't cover it. I had to sell all my Alanis Morissette tapes to pay for it.
In her imagination, she's at Amoeba Records pushing a box of cassette tapes across. We don't sell these.
Please.
No one buys cassette tapes anymore.
Please, sir, my ankles, I had a platform shoe
related.
I don't
care. I don't care. We get junkies in here all the time.
Sir, I'm not a junkie. I just watch Clueless a lot.
Next.
The man in her eyes starts to look really beautiful. And like a sunshine comes through Amoeba Records.
Bing. Next.
So hot.
Stop looking at the sun on me, ma'am. Next. Don't touch the sun on my shirt. And cut.
Huh? What?
What?
I thought it was going great.
You. Yeah. Lady in the third seat back.
Yeah.
We just panned over to you, and you had a very curious look. It wasn't sadness, though.
Yeah.
It was, I don't
know. Just like contemplating how light can dapple a cheek.
That might have been it, but it wasn't sadness. And guys, that's what we really need here.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is like 2 minutes and 40 seconds into a 3 minute, 20 second song, guys.
Sure.
This is really where the emotion needs to be hitting hard.
You got it.
Okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like six stops past.
Oh, God.
You got a babysitter. You don't know if they're going to stick around.
Jesus.
Does that do it for you?
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
And action.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh, wish they let us eat off the craft service table for the real actors. It's so cruel how they make us wait till everybody else eats because we're extras. Oh, yeah. I could fuck that donut. Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm George Clooney, and you're not supposed to be at this. This is for the real actors.
Yeah. Thank you, George.
Sir, is your dick out?
What? Yeah? Is that cool?
Between you and me, yes, but I have to get mad for my career.
Whoa.
And he's deep within his thought bubble, and they decide just to stop the pan and keep rolling on this guy. And since he had been at craft services, he did have a donut, one of those cheap ones that the extras get. And he does fuck it and fuck it.
Yeah.
And this he fucks it for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. It comes right at the 20-second mark. And that becomes the Soul Asylum video instead of the sad video. And we... cut to a year later when he once proposed to this woman, but he needs to meet with her dad first.
Yep.
Mr. Carruthers?
Yep.
I
recognize you.
What?
I've seen you before somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, maybe. I've been dating your daughter.
I know.
Yeah.
But I've seen you.
I don't know where you would have seen me. I wanted to ask you for your permission to ask your daughter for her hand in marriage.
Wow.
Wow. Says the man on the tube.
What are you talking about?
On the boob tube. Huh? I've seen you. I saw you fucking a donut for 3 minutes and 20 seconds. You sick fuck. You think you can marry my daughter?
I'm an actor. I do what they tell me to do.
Did they tell you to do that? Or was that your inner thoughts?
How'd you know? Yeah, no, I mean, I was supposed to be a sad person on a bus, but...
Yeah, you were. You sick fuck. Yeah, you can marry my daughter.
Crap on YouTube.
Hey, let's crap on YouTube, Brett. Yeah. What do we got?
Okay, we got Huey Lewis groupie from Shannon Poodler.
The is news. Huey Lewis ever without the news?
Yeah, I was going to say the news got shafted.
Nana, did you know that mommy slept with Huey Lewis in
1982? I'm going to kill you! You're such a bitch! Huey Lewis. Oh my God! What's she doing?
You know who Huey Lewis is?
I'm going to kill her!
He's a singer?
Or a oh my God.
Mom, now's the time to tell Nana.
Shut up.
She had sex with Huey Lewis.
What?
What night was it? 1983. It might be my real father. I don't know, but I can't sing.
Oh, no. Oh. We know who your father is. Your father.
What's that supposed to mean? Listen, she slept with Huey Lewis. He was playing at the Coliseum in 1983, and he pulled her on stage, and she said she slept with him. And I asked her if she slept with just him or the whole band.
Oh.
And she said just him. So you should be proud of that.
I'm proud of that.
Mom, what's wrong?
Not unless she puts it in the paper.
Mom looks really upset.
Oh, my Mom, God. What's wrong?
Ashley, you better not post that on Facebook. I swear to God, I will
don't
kill you.
Do that.
You fucked a rock star.
I don't care. Ashley, the fault.
Oh, Mom. Yeah, this is believable because Mom is pissed.
Mom blew this whole thing.
She's picking up the cat.
That's how you know it's true.
That is how you know
Mom's
it's true.
Mom's got some sweet
shorts. She is not fucking around.
Lionel, scratch her in the face.
No.
She's talking about her.
I'm not going to put it on
here. Yeah. iPod is a camera?
Yeah, it records shit. See?
So it's like a camera.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, Grandma. Apps.
Oh, we've really moved on.
Lionel, pee in the flowers.
No.
This kid's a sociopath.
Yeah. Piss in mommy's coffee.
What the fuck?
This person sounds like they're five, but they must be older.
Yeah.
But they sound really, like they're five.
It was disturbing on like a lot of different
also,
levels.
Was that a washing machine just in the corner next to the window behind Grandma?
I think it was.
I guess that's not the weirdest part
of the
video.
That's what you took away from it? What the fuck?
I thought it was a really weird place.
Wrong thing to focus
it's
on.
It's like a weird washing machine in the corner of a dining room with like a flower on it. I don't know. I thought that was weird.
Okay, everyone can go ahead and sit down at the dining room table. I'm from social services. You've been reported by your neighbors as possibly being a dysfunctional family.
Oh, God.
What?
I can't help but immediately notice that there is a washer and dryer here in the kitchen.
Well.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
Okay, those generally go in their own separate area or a basement.
All right, man.
I told you, you separate them. You put the washer on one side of the house and the dryer on the other side, Ma. Is that what you meant?
Are you going to take my children away from me because I have a bad layout to my home?
Well, that's what we're going to here to figure out.
Mom fucked Prince.
What the fuck?
Okay.
What?
God.
She fucked
okay.
Prince.
You okay. What? You put this on okay. mine. I swear to God, I'm gonna okay. fuck you.
I think Prince is my dad.
Okay.
You wish Prince was your dad.
I will take out my gun, so help me fucking God.
All right,
Prince
everyone.
Wouldn't even own a gun.
All right, everyone, settle down.
He'd kill you with cords.
Settle down. Fuck. Settle down. I have to notate in my notebook that... that the washer and dryer are in the kitchen. And that's not the normal place to have it. So unfortunately, I'm going to have to provide that information to my
superiors. You know what? I've applied to Property Brothers and Fixer Upper and Flipper Flop and all those shows to try to get my home remodeled for free. And no such luck, okay?
Yeah, they don't want to come here.
And Prince doesn't want to pay for it.
Okay.
I should get all of his money.
What the fuck?
Okay, settle down.
Everyone. See, she's young. You know it's true.
Stop it. Everyone, stop.
Why do we fight with each other?
Whatever.
This is what it sounds like when doves cry.
Okay, I think what I have to let you guys know as a social worker, it's my job to inform you that the government will be finding out about the placement of your washer and dryer in the kitchen.
Jesus.
And how what an unusual place that is to put it. It's generally in a basement or in its own little closety type room.
Well, what's the punishment for having a washer and dryer in the convenient location of right next to our kitchen?
You will be assigned a case with a judge.
Oh, my God.
And the judge will decide whether or not to take the washer and dryer out of the home and place it in a home.
The social worker, as he's walking to his car, he notices that the son from the family kind of sneaks out the back door and falls into the car.
Sir, can I tell you something?
Yeah, what is it, kid? Oh, God. What's wrong?
I can't say.
I'm sorry.
My mom and dad have another washer dryer in my room.
What?
Upstairs in serious? My room.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my dad put it up there when my mom said she fucked Prince.
What? All right,
to get back at her. They're so awful to each
you
other.
You sleep in a room with a washer and dryer?
Yes. And the washer's on, you put like a quilt or something in there. It goes hunk, 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 and jumps around.
That is...
Paul? Paul, get the fuck back in the house. What are you doing?
All right.
Fuck back in here.
The social worker must re-enter. I'm demanding
re-entry. Beat the shit out of you.
He's going to put it on heavy load today.
I need to inspect a little more of that.
What?
So I'm gonna need
close
to
the bathroom door. Close the bathroom door, Paul.
Wait, why?
Nothing. I just took a huge shit.
There's no dishwasher in there.
There's a dishwasher?
I just said there's no dishwasher.
Let me look.
There's no dishwasher. There's only shit full toilet.
He opens it up, and there's a dishwasher inside the shower.
What? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to notate this.
Motherfucker.
You gotta
Why do we fight with each other?
Paul,
stop.
Shut up, Paul.
This is what
Paul
it's like.
Dove Prince Jr.
Doves
shut
cry.
Up.
All right, Doves listen.
Cry.
Paul Dove Prince. I need to
shut up.
I'm gonna need to inspect the entire home. So now I happen to know Paul has another washer and dryer.
There's
in his
a
bedroom.
Front door in the attic.
What?
That leads
Mother!
To nothing.
What?
It leads to
I'm
nothing.
Getting my gun. Let me go up there. All right.
Just three steps to the attic.
I wouldn't call this an attic. It's just kind of a landing. But nonetheless, this door should not be here.
And he opens the door.
What? Who's that?
Don't tell him I'm up here.
Who are you?
I'm Prince.
Prince? Oh, my God, you're alive.
Shh.
Holy shit. Hey, what are you sitting on top of? Oh, my God. You're sitting on top of another dishwasher. That's terrible. All right, thank you, sir. Excuse me, family.
What?
I discovered in your attic, beyond that door, was...
My dad?
Another dishwasher.
Son of a bitch.
Dishwashers don't go in attics or on landings or whatever that little space is.
It's an attic.
I can't find my gun.
Humans, let me tell you about MVMT, you know, like movement. They are watches made by people like you and I, guys who could not afford fancy looking things. They found out a way to make it affordable. They wanted to wear nice watches when they were in college and they couldn't afford them. So they're like, hey, there must be a market for this. Let's find a way to make nice things affordable. How they do that? There's no bricks and mortar. There's no movement store. So they can give it to you right off the internet. Watches starting at just $95. That's nothing for a watch. But these are styling watches. Just while we're talking, just go there right now. MVMTwatches.com. You're going to want to go to /improv later. But just look at the watches. I'm wearing one with a brown leather band because that's how I roll. I think mine goes for $135. It says 500,000 watches they've already sold in 160 countries. People are loving this because it's affordable. We're not all NBA basketball players that can afford the $3,000 watch. And I don't even like the way those gaudy ones look. These are sleek is what I'd call them. 15% off today, plus free shipping and free returns if you don't like it. MVMTwatches.com/improv to get that 15% off. Let them know Matty B sent you MVMT Watches. If you're a classic man and you want to be You got to be styling somehow. That t-shirt ain't cutting it. Get a good watch. MVMT, join the movement.
What the fuck is going on?
Students' art ignites controversy. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Let's see here. The painting was part of the National Congressional Art Competition. Lawmakers sponsor the student competition in their states. So this is like high school students doing art. A piece of art named Untitled Number One. The painting depicts a clash between police and protesters on the street. In it, gun-wielding officers have heads that resemble that of a boar, while one protester appears to be a panther or a wolf. People on the street hold signs that read, "History, Justice Now, Racism Kills." The painting was selected as the Missouri winner.
Oh, so, Missouri.
So this representative from – where's he from? I don't think he's from Missouri. Said he took down the painting. This is like students. I can't believe it was up there in the first place. He says it's certainly not part of the solution. This is not helpful in a year when many police officers have been killed in the line of duty. So he has a problem that the police officers have a boar head.
Mm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it off of the wall of Congress where all the winners are.
This is a like congressman
yeah.
took this down?
Yeah. And then the congressman from the district that won put it back up. So these congressmen like with this kid's painting taking it down and putting it up. And my bigger thought on that is, can you believe this guy is just wasting his time?
Exactly.
Yes. Like, do stuff for us.
There's so many other things I can think that they should be doing instead of that.
You think your
that.
Constituents are really giving a shit about some fucking student art?
It's also just in Congress. Like, no one even knows it's there. And now
nobody.
Because of it, we've all seen it.
Yeah.
And
nobody.
Been influenced
especially
by it.
No police are getting offended by it.
Yeah.
And as they point out, it's not like the people, it's not like the people in the streets are all people and just the police are animals.
Yeah.
Everyone's portrayed as an animal.
Right. It's just like BoJack Horseman.
Right.
It's exactly
so what's,
like that.
What's the problem?
Thank you so much for gathering here today. I called this press conference because obviously as your congresswoman, we need to address the serious issues that are affecting this country. And I want you to know that
yes, we got to stop banning people just because of their religion. It's ridiculous.
No, no, no,
yes,
no, no, no.
Absolutely.
Shut up. I don't want to talk about that.
Shut up.
Wow.
Whoa. Shut up. Shut up. Okay.
This is outrageous.
I am talking about the absolutely horrendous.
The wall. The building this
yes.
wall is
yeah, the wall.
Where's the money for that going to
no.
come from?
Yeah, the Mexico's not paying for that.
Shut your little fucking mouth.
Oh, don't Whoa. Smack me on the nose.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm, of course, talking about the abhorrent artwork that is decorating my office, which was, of course, drawn by my daughter, Janine.
Take it down if you don't like it.
I took it down, but I wanted to trot it out here so you people could see that I am here for you. I want you to see this piece of artwork. This is a drawing of Mommy with little Satan horns, and she is pointing at her little daughter and saying, "Go to bed."
Why was it up in the first place?
Right. Why'd yeah. you put it
Why'd
up?
You put it? Who put it up?
I did, but that's... I did, but then I put it up to take it down, because that's the kind of congresswoman I'm going to be.
Well, let's do that with the wall. It's not, but instead
her,
of putting it up, let's
with
just...
With her advisors later.
Dup.
I just think that you just need to move on from this. It wasn't a good gambit to begin with.
I don't even look like that. Like, it makes me look so fat in the drawing. I'm very hippie in the drawing.
Right, but the fact that you put it up... to take it down, it just didn't get any sympathy. And the fact it was your daughter.
I yeah. put it up because my daughter drew it for me, and then I took a good
If it could have been an immigrant that had sent you the drawing, we could have said right. the kid was a racist.
You
and
know
this
what?
Was a death threat. Mm.
Deport my daughter. Deport Janine.
I don't think we can.
You need yeah. to widen this campaign off of criticizing your daughter.
Yeah.
She's a little shit.
I just got a text. Bryce McGovern is not going to sue you for slapping his nose.
Oh, that's great.
So that's dodging a bullet. Let's take that momentum and move forward, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that's another thing. You really shouldn't tell a group of your constituents to, quote, shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth.
Or the press.
Or the press, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Bannon does it.
Well,
that's where we're trying to kind of separate out from him. You know what I mean? We're trying to separate out.
He's doing a great job.
Well, okay. The point is you just are going to offend people. Like, you're lucky you didn't get sued this time.
All right.
If you go around slapping people on the nose, you're probably going to get sued at some point.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right.
We cut to her next press conference where she's supposed to talk about EPA global warming initiatives.
How do you feel about global warming?
Shut your fucking mouth, what? You fucking scumbag. I'm not going to talk about that right now.
What?
I want to talk about a little PTA meeting I just went to where I was told by a second grade teacher that my daughter Janine says I'm a negligent mother. Can you fucking believe this little bitch?
Oh, Jesus Christ. We cut to that first journalist back at his newspaper. Hey, Steven?
Yeah.
I caught the footage of you at the news conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty...
You really need to prepare your questions beforehand.
Why?
How do you feel about global warming?
How do you feel about global warming? It seemed like you just... That kind of popped into your head in the moment.
Honestly, yeah. I've been...
Just be more specific about a
problem. No one has let me talk that whole time, and I wanted to be the first one to talk, okay?
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that popped in my head. I, of course, prepared something, but I wanted to get something out.
Okay, yeah, no. We love the initiative of trying to be the first one to talk, but you should use that initiative and then take your prepared question and have that be what you ask.
Fine. We cut to he's at his next, even bigger. This one is for in front of Spicer, and it's about the Supreme Court nominations.
Hey, what do you think about the Supreme Court?
they're great.
What do you think about it?
I like them.
Steven.
Back Steven. At the paper.
Steven.
I know.
Why is it always how you feel and how you think? This isn't a teen magazine.
I know, but it's like they're always on the defensive, and I want to be like, "What's your opinion on this? You know, like, give me your opinion on this first, and then we can
get
the brass
tacks." Too general.
I know it's very general. I know it is. I know. Yeah. I thought I can extrapolate something from his words and then put something a little bit more specific together from his thoughts, from his inner feelings, from his wants.
But you only get one. Everybody gets one question.
I know it didn't even start yet, and people are still filing.
Started also, yeah. So that, you know, we're lucky we saw it. We had a camera on. Wait till it starts.
Sure.
And then please.
I am going to prepare.
Okay, folks, we're about to start. Spicer is about to come out here.
What about the USA?
Hey.
How do you feel about the USA?
Okay, I'm not answering questions. And you're the guy that asks everyone how they feel about things.
I just want to know.
You have to be more specific or you're not going to be invited back to press conferences.
On the contrary, I think you guys need to be more specific because usually with feelings you get
don't need
specific.
To do a faraway voice. No one else has shown up just
sorry,
yet.
Steven.
I just want to sound like I'm filling up the whole place.
Come on in, Steven. All right, man. I'm sorry to do this.
Don't do it, man.
That was just, I don't even know who that guy was. He's just the guy that sets up the podium.
How are you feeling about how I'm doing?
Terrible. I'm feeling terrible about how you're doing.
Be more specific about that.
I don't think you're good at the job of being a journalist, and unfortunately that means we're going to have to let you go.
No way. Look what I just did. You were specific about what you don't like about me.
I was, Steven. I was specific, but you're not doing a story about me, Steven.
But I can do it.
Shut your fucking mouth. Shut your fucking mouth, Steven.
Oh, my nose.
Oh! Shut your fucking mouth!
Your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Huckleberry Finn said... Oh, Hunkleberry Finn... What's a hunkle? Am I missing the pun?
He's a hunk.
Freedom.
But he's Huckleberry Finn.
Raw Beef Jerkoff asks,
oh my God.
Have you ever had something happen to cause significant and sudden change in behavior permanently? Oh my goodness.
Did not expect that question from
Huckleberry Beef Jerkoff.
Huckleberry. I guess when I got asked that question.
Right now.
Hey, thanks for coming in here. I got your manuscript here. The character is kind of really bouncing off the page and, you know, I can visualize them.
Great.
And it's, I think a lot of people are really going to love them. I wonder if we can really hunk them up. Do you know what I mean?
Hunk.
Because he seems a little, I don't want to say it, but like ugly.
Hunk him up?
Yeah. And I think people don't really want to read about an ugly kid. You know what I mean? Can we make this kid like hunked? You know what I mean? Like make, maybe, I don't know. I'm just spitballing. I'm just, you know, I'm just the publisher.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like maybe describe how his big chest is veiny.
Well, he's a child.
Yeah.
I really like my reader to be able to project whatever sure. they want onto the character.
Hey, you're the writer.
Reflection of them.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying, you know, it read so beautifully. I flew through it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, this kid's ugly. You know what I mean? This kid is, I kind of got a little sick.
Right.
Because I'm picturing like my cousin who's not doing well right now. And I'm like, that kid, you know, and they're very similar. I was like, yep, come in.
Hey, sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
I'm the cover artist. Hello.
Oh, hey, yeah, hey.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, I love the book. I flew right.
Charlie's the cover artist.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Charlie.
Sorry. Oh, my bad. You know what you should do? You should go by Charlie.
No, it's Charlie.
Okay. Yeah, it's your name.
So I've got some of the possible artwork for the cover going off of your recommendations.
Thanks, man.
So here's a picture of the kid, the main character.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
You see that his hairless, veiny chest.
Oh, my.
Takes up a majority of the cover.
Wow, it's ripping out of his shawl there.
This is grotesque.
Well, I mean, I'm just going off the, you know, the specs I was
his
given.
His dungarees are just flying off.
You see that? You see his dungarees are flying off.
There's a clear bulge. He clearly has an erection.
I'm going off the specs that the publisher gave me.
You know, I see a hard, hard erection, and I go, what a hunk. You know what I mean? And I usually don't, I'm not even looking at the face. I'm just looking
at
the
But this was a successful writer, and she refused to take the notes of the editor, but he had power over what the cover was. And we cut to a reading of hers at a bookstore as she finishes a chapter.
And so, little chesty McPherson got in his boat and he floated down.
How do you feel about the cover?
Excuse me?
How do you feel about the cover?
I
have a more specific question about the cover.
Because
I'm a longtime fan of yours.
Yeah.
I've read all your books.
Uh-huh.
I was disappointed in this one. I felt like it was a bait and switch. I thought it was going to be more hunkified, the whole book, because the cover has a veiny chest, which I'm into.
We changed his name to Chesty. Is that not enough for you people?
That seemed like the name of a Monty Python character, not
Chesty
someone
McPherson?
Who's
Chesty
hunky.
McPherson. Yes, Chesty McPherson. He's an innocent little boy who goes
that
on an adventure.
That just makes me think he has a funny walk.
He has a fort in the woods, and he throws rocks at cars, and that's supposed
to be I loved all that part,
yeah,
that but
was
why great. Wasn't he hunkier? Because on the cover, there's clearly veins, but I even did a word search. You don't even mention veiny in your whole...
Yeah, nowhere in there.
You know what? This is Hollywood's fault. All right, someday when they make the movie, which they will make a movie out of this book, they can cast Zac Efron. Thank you. Thank you so much. They can cast Zac Efron or whatever hot, hunky, veiny boy you want. But this is a book. This is literature.
We cut to auditions. All right, that was a great read. And all we need now is just lift your shirt. We'll just need you pump out your chest there. And okay, we just need a close-up here, see if we got any veins.
All right, there you go.
Okay, what's this?
Huh?
Looks like you drew these veins on.
What are you talking about? Hey, no, these are my real veins.
This is dry erase mark or something.
No, get your hands off my chest.
I'm sorry. You did a great read, but we really need a hunkified.
I was in Taxi veiny. Driver.
I'm sorry, Mr. De Niro.
All right.
Next.
Is it? I'm ready.
Okay. Just read. We saw your first audition. Very
thanks.
Impressed. This is callbacks. So we just need you to do the final line of the movie.
Sure.
And lift up your chest.
No problem.
And we'll just take a look at it. And action.
Chesty McPherson saves the day again.
Okay, just puff it out. We just need to get a close up to see your veins. Oh, those are really veiny.
Yeah.
That's even veinier in your last part.
I know. I've been working hard this last week.
Okay. Just a little bit more.
I'm getting dizzy.
This is really nice, though. This is the veiniest we've had today.
Really good.
Let's get it around. Oh, the veins go all the way back.
Yeah, I made sure I was really working. I haven't eaten anything, and I've been just eating. I just been honestly just injecting anabolic steroids right into my chest and back.
It's okay. Very impressive. It's very veiny. Oh. You should put this in your special skills on your resume.
Sure. Okay.
Don't stop. Don't let out your breath. Almost there.
Later on. Steven, baby, it's your agent.
Yeah, Mike?
It's Mike.
Mike, is that you?
Yes, Steven. Yes, it's Mike. Yes, it's Mike, your agent.
Oh, good. Sorry, I got real dizzy. I've been passing out.
Yeah.
Is that you, Mike?
Yes, Steven, it's Mike. Are
what
you
happened?
Okay?
Yeah, sorry. I hit my head. Do you have any news?
Yeah, I don't have good news, Steven.
Oh, no.
They're going in a veinier direction.
Oh, my God.
They thought you were great. The veins were great. They loved how they stretched all the way around.
Come on.
But in the end, they're looking for just something a little veinier.
Jesus.
But we're going to keep trying to get you out there, bud, and I'm sure one of these days you're going to nail one of these, okay? We're going to make some money.
I did nail it.
And we cut to him, as bitter actors do. They'll watch the movie or show they didn't make the part and see. We cut to that final line in the movie as Ryan Gosling says,
Scott, Jesse McPherson, you're here to save me.
This is bullshit. I want to tell everybody in the show this is bullshit.
Shh.
You shush. I did that better. I was vainier.
You're blocking the screen.
Yeah, I'm standing up in front of the screen. Look at my veins.
Oh, God.
This is what 20 years looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
your
purple.
Veins are outside your body.
Gross.
We're missing the end of the movie. I want to hear Ryan Gosling's line.
Oh, it's easy. It's Jesse McPherson saves the day again.
He says that?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Whoa, so on the nose.
Yeah.
Let's talk some more about that.
Charlie, now I understand you were Don's teacher in improv. Is that
true?
Oh, yeah,
that's right. That's way right. Back, a long time.
Way back, 201.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So UCB grades just came out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Did you check your Sanders grade?
I did. Do you remember what you gave me?
Probably an A, I'm guessing.
You did. That was very nice of you.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't know what I was doing.
No, I remember. I do remember having Don and thinking it was really funny. So I assume it was probably an A.
This is great.
So you based your grades on funny, not on how much they learned?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of what we've been saying.
I haven't taught for years.
Great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think I'd just be like, oh, that person was funny. Give him an A.
But you would have known that on the first day of class before you had taught them anything. Whether they're
yeah,
funny
within a day. Yeah, within one class, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to come back and teach some more. It's been about 5 years. But.
Okay, you're in, buddy.
I remember a specific scene, and I was up there with another person, and I just started doing like a mouth horn thing. And I remember I was just like playing like an instrument. I was going like,
yeah, I kind of remember this.
And then the kid like was just looking at me and like didn't join in. He was like, what are you doing? Like, stop, not now. And you just like stood up and you're like, what are you doing? Just join him. He's making a mouth horn. Just try to do that.
Like, and the kid was like, okay.
Charlie got up and started yelling.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He was
good
so,
teacher.
I don't know if you like physically like stood up and were like, no, but you were so angry at him and it was so I started laughing internally so hard because I was
see,
like,
folks, that's yeah. You think I'm the only guy who yells at people?
It was really, really
that's
funny.
A passionate teacher you want to have.
Why would you stop the fun like that? He's doing a mouth horn.
He's doing
like,
a mouth horn. Yeah. That's funny.
Just join in. Have fun. Like yelling at someone to have fun
some,
was
some poor kid.
To do support the mouth horn.
Support the mouth horn.
He's obviously doing a mouth horn.
I felt,
we don't know what that
I
is.
Felt like I was laughing and then I felt bad for him. It was just very funny. It was very, he's like, okay. And he tried to do
it's
it
hard to bad. Be a teacher. It's hard to watch like funny shit get ruined.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Do you guys make a lot of people cry?
In real life? In real life?
Oh, as no, teachers. As teachers in real life, too.
I did accidentally make some people cry.
Yeah.
I, but
witness people cry.
I swear, it's not like I truly didn't think of myself as being mean. I thought of myself as being direct.
Totally.
I appreciate directness myself, so I like when someone just tells me instead of like beating around the bush. And so I would do that, but then I gradually learned over the course of teaching, like, oh, I'm unique in my liking of directness. Like, there's vastly less people that like directness than like indirectness. Yeah. And slowly started to be like, oh, people hate that I'm just telling them what I think.
But so, Charlie, thanks for coming meeting me after class.
No problem.
You ever eat a dish that you've never had before? And it doesn't taste good, but you don't know if it's the dish you don't like or the way it's prepared by that particular chef.
I'm so sorry.
You know?
I guess, yes, I have.
Like, let's say it's the first time you're having steak tartare. Have you ever had it?
Well, does
have
this
you ever had it?
Yeah, I've had steak tartare.
What is it?
It's chopped up raw steak.
Okay, very good.
Sometimes it's
with
got some
spices,
lime
and spices. You put some, chop a little
parsley, or there could be like some pita chips on the side.
Right. It'll vary from chef to chef, but at its root, it's raw steak.
Correct.
You eat it. You've never had it before. You take a bite, and you're like, I don't like this. But maybe it's not the raw steak you don't like. It's the way it was prepared.
Does this have anything to do with history class? Okay. Yes, I have tried new foods, thought I didn't like them, and thought maybe it was the particular restaurant I was at or something.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for coming by. And I just hope we can I think we've really reached something here.
Oh, I gotta say, I'm really lost on what this conversation was about.
You know how there's different kinds of clouds?
Yeah, there's cumulus and the other kind.
Right. I'm not a cloud professor. I don't know what they're called either.
Yeah.
But I do remember cumulus.
Yeah, I remember cumulus.
But they're shaped different. Some are wispy.
Yeah.
Some look like cotton candy.
I know the cotton candy ones are cumulus clouds.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some you look at and you're like, that's just a cloud. Looks just like a big bunch of cotton candy.
Right.
But some you look at and you're like, that is an elephant.
Yeah.
I do have another clown.
I do have another class in 5 minutes.
Great. You should go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck in class.
I truly didn't think we understood at all what this was about.
We cut to the teacher meeting with the principal. So, Greg, you can't hand in grades on the first day of the semester. You need to wait and see how the kids do over the course of the semester.
Why? I think you can pretty much get right away if a kid gets history or not. Like, you either get history or you don't.
You're supposed to just teach them history so that they get it once you're done.
You can't teach history. You're born knowing history or you don't.
That is.
I can give them a format to think about history in. But you can't learn. You can read 100 books about history and learn everything that ever happened.
Look, you
and
know,
still not get it.
You're so hot and chesty, and that's why we hired you. And I think you know that. I think you know it. But I'd love to see you apply yourself and just try to teach.
Okay.
Like, real quick, just explain the War of 1812 to me.
1812?
Yeah. Come on.
In 1812? Or how it applies now?
Just tell me the straight-up historical facts about
the war. We cut to his lecture on 1812. Okay. Today we're talking about 1812. Charlie, I want you to write 1812 up on the board. It's four numbers. I want you to take it one number at a time.
Just so you know, I've applied to transfer to a different school. But yes, I'm committed to completing this semester. Okay. 1812.
Right. What's 1 plus 8?
9.
What's 1 plus 2?
3.
What's 3 plus 9?
12.
Isn't that interesting? 1812.
No, it's not. That's just, you could do that with any year.
Oh, really? You try it. 1976. Make it 12.
What, make it 12? All right. What is 9 plus 6?
Oh, look at you stammering and stuttering.
Well, you don't give me a chance.
Puddle your own sweat up.
You'd
there.
Obviously prepared yours.
You
I'm
don't
winging
get
it.
History, Charlie. Do I need to say it out loud? You don't
what
get
What grade
it.
Am I getting? I want to know right now, what grade am I getting?
I don't use letter grades.
Oh, my God.
I use fish.
What?
You're getting a perch.
Okay, I like perch. Thank you. I like perch. They're good.
We cut to a job, which the interview's going really well, but the interview's going over his resume. Okay. And I see you went to 4 years at Williams College and mm-hmm. got a perch.
Yes, that's correct.
In history there?
Mm-hmm. You'll notice I got A's in everything else, and then I received a perch in history.
Okay.
Fortunately, that did lower my GPA.
Right. At this firm, we only hire the cream of the crop.
Yes.
They're all 4.0s, and I want to believe that perch means A.
To be honest with you, I don't,
it doesn't.
I don't know what it means.
I'm guessing like a dolphin would be an A or a whale or...
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
I don't know. Maybe those aren't fish.
Are the good... Well, a whale's a mammal, so it's definitely not a fish.
Right, but so maybe that's a different scale.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be all things that are in the ocean. And that's the scale.
Okay, let's not digress.
It's
percher.
My job interview. I'll digress if I want to.
Good point. I apologize.
We cut later. He got the job. He's in the break room.
Hey,
how are you?
Good, man. You the perch guy? Mr. Perch?
Hey, huh? Perchy.
Hey, Perchy.
I went to this. I had this weird professor.
Oh, cool. Cool, man.
Why are you?
I went to Harvard Business School. Okay, I got straight peacocks there. What do you feel about that, man?
Is peacock good or bad?
You tell me, man.
I mean,
perch good or bad?
I think peacocks are weird looking, so I would assume that's a low grade.
Oh, yeah?
And maybe like a fucking hawk is an A.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
Yeah, man, maybe peacocks weren't so good.
Yeah, it sounds like you were a show-off or something.
God, man, I'm going to take this zoot suit and get out of here.
On YouTube.
Well, let's just end on a crap for YouTube. That sounds fun.
Okay, this is, babe, something just fell out of me.
What?
Teen Mom.
Always blow my mind, and they might even blow yours. Have you heard about this woman who says she didn't even know she was pregnant until she gave birth on a flight over Russia?
She and her boyfriend are talking about it, all right? 23-year-old Aiden Guan was flying to Japan when she says she started having horrible stomach pains just 2 hours into a 10-hour flight.
We're seeing a YouTube video of two young people who are way too young to be having a kid.
Definitely,
yeah.
They barely look 18. What else is there to know?
Why were they going to Russia?
Right. Let's keep going. Who can afford to go to Russia at 18?
They look like two people you would...
They look like they don't know where Russia is.
Yeah.
Hello, I am from the CIA.
Hi.
You probably didn't expect a member of the CIA to walk up to your trailer like this.
What are you doing here?
We would like to recruit you as spies against Russia.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
What'd you say?
I said,
spies.
The CIA would like to recruit you as spies against Russia.
Oh, man, I'm not no snitch.
Well, we at the CIA wouldn't consider it snitching. We'd consider it you doing your patriotic duty for
the
country.
Do we get a gun?
Yeah, like what kind of money are we talking about?
Ma'am, I do have to ask, are you aware that your stomach is showing the beginning bulges of a pregnancy?
I'm not pregnant, you asshole. I just eat chipotle.
Chipotle?
Chipotle.
All right, very good. No, you would not be given guns. You would be sent over. We would pretend that you were college students, although I'm starting to rethink that cover.
Why would I go to college when I could not go to college? Know what I'm saying?
That's my baby.
Yes.
I mean, you're not pregnant.
No.
No. I'm sad. I call her my baby.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to call my superior. I feel like there may have been some kind of mix-up.
And they were caught as spies, and we cut to them in a torture chamber. All right. I will get the truth out of you.
What? Speak English.
I will get the truth out of you.
I can't understand you.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you know that you have a baby coming out of you? I can't torture this woman.
You motherfucker, I have a tampon coming out maybe at best.
Yeah, man. No. She's always stuffing that shit up there.
That
yeah,
is a baby's
that.
Foot.
That's
clearly a baby's
that is
foot.
That's definitely not a tampon. It is a baby's foot.
That's insane. If I was pregnant, don't you think I'd know? Fuckface.
Yeah, man.
I've never. I want to torture you so bad, believe me, too. But I cannot torture yes. a pregnant woman.
I can't bring myself to do it.
I wore a plastic baggie on my dick. There is no way.
Yeah, we always use a plastic bag from Costco.
Always Costco plastic baggies, man. Costco plastic baggies and some.
All right, okay. Keep singing. Okay. It's making it come. Keep singing.
Yes.
Bush, sing.
I do have a stomach ache, but it's just a normal stomach ache I get it's every
coming.
9 months.
It's coming. The more you nag, the more it comes
it's
out.
It's just a 9 month stomach ache.
It's just you're having another period, babe. No.
Yeah.
There is a child coming out. Igor.
Yes.
I'm starting to think we could do the most damage against the United States by merely sending these two and their child back.
You're all right.
Yes.
Igor.
I was named that first, by the way. I'm older.
It doesn't matter. There's plenty of Igors yes. in Russia.
Well, I know.
Why do you always get hung up on that?
I'm just saying, between the two of us.
Babe, run!
Okay. Oh, something coming out of me.
And it's a baby.
And she runs. As they're about to let her go, she runs and makes a break for it. But the baby's trailing behind it on the umbilical cord like a tetherball.
Oh, what is this?
Why am I running so slow? It's like those nightmares.
Your tampon's huge, babe. It's a baby. It's a baby.
It's a baby.
Ew.
What?
Huh?
What is this?
Have
you never seen a baby?
No,
no, man. Where will we ever see a baby? On television, anywhere.
We don't have a TV.
And she runs, and they run, and they try to get over the fence.
I'm going
to
leap over this fence.
There's something slapping me in the face.
And that thing gets caught at the top of the face as she make a fence as she makes her way over, and she tugs on it, and it starts crying like a baby.
My tampon is crying.
Oh, my God. It's stuck at the top of the fence.
We see the Russian guards. They're trying to shoot at him, but since they see the baby, they won't shoot.
I can't do it. There is a baby there.
I cannot shoot either. You must.
No, I can't, Igor.
You shoot, Igor.
I was named that first, but no, I won't.
Oh my God, babe, look, there's a little bloody hairless puppy hanging on this fence.
Oh my God, we should take it home.
Oh my God.
Look at this puppy.
Cute puppy.
Wait, can I? I'll grab it and jump down. Let me just.
And they made their way back to America with this new puppy that had found its way onto the long tampon. And they brought it back to America and kept the puppy and raised it and would take it to the dog run every day. And
ma'am, excuse me, no babies allowed in the dog run, actually, sir?
Yeah, no, that's our puppy.
No, that's a human toddler.
Listen, I don't know where you're from, okay? Mm-hmm. That is a puppy. We got it from Russia, all right?
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about that now?
All right, well, now I feel weird.
Take your dogs and get out of here.
That's not a leash, sir. That's an umbilical cord.
What?
That's gross.
It's a dried up old umbilical cord.
No, it's not. It's a leash. It's an organic leash. All you people talking about organic shit.
We cut to a couple hours later back at their house.
Come in. We have no door.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. Hi, I'm from Social Services.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I received a call that you might have a grown child that still has its umbilical cord attached. Could you treat like a
grown
dog?
Puppy?
We have a grown puppy.
On a leash.
My God.
Made of veins.
What is this?
What?
Right here in your living room, there is a microwave.
This has been Improv for Humans. Laura, where can we find you on the internet to compliment you on things you're doing?
Oh, gosh. At Laura_Wilcox. With 2 O's.
There you go.
Nice.
Don.
At Don Finelli.
Mm.
I have
also
that.
With 2 O's.
And I want to plug a Don thing. He's on the UCB show, yep. Season 2, mm-hmm. doing a very clever bit. It's almost impossible to describe.
It's kind of hard to describe. It's yeah.
And it's
basically telling a joke backwards.
He does.
Yeah.
It's even more. That simplifies it too much.
Right.
It's very complicated. Right. It's amazing. You have to see it to believe it. Season 2, CISO.
CISO.
I believe you can get on there for free for at least a month.
Two months.
There's even a 2 month thing.
Yeah, with the promo code UCB.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
I don't even know if we're supposed to say that. Let's just say it out loud.
Yeah.
2 months, humans. Why not do that? Why not do it just to help out old Matty B, right?
The rapper?
Matty B raps. He loves the UCB show season two. Charlie.
My Twitter Charles. Also contains an underscore. Charlie.
For us.
Underscore Sanders.
No L's.
No L's in there.
Yeah, first no L's.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty disappointing Twitter follow.
Yep.
He'll tell you about all his crossword puzzles.
You can see all my crossword puzzle scores on there.
Humans contest for improv for humans. That's the two numbers four. So contest number four, improv for humans, is a website. We are having a nationwide contest, you guys, to find out which Improv for Humans team from which city will go to Del Close Marathon. So we're having foursomes, threesomes all over the country.
Cool.
I think there's like 15 different cities. I hope it's the best teams, Charlie.
Huh?
I don't want student teams. Whatever team wins from your city, I assume that's the best your city has. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, totally.
So I don't want to hear any fucking excuses like, oh, a real team, best team's playing that night in the Palladium.
Only the best.
I want the best.
Yeah. And the way to figure that out is, are they funny right off the bat? And then you can just immediately stop thinking about
make
it.
A snap judgment.
You see, that makes sense in a comedy show.
It does, yes.
Not in a class.
Love it.
I still don't know if I, after the first show, I don't know if I like the comedy. So if you are an improviser in a big city, go to Contest for Improv for Humans. And if you forget what it's called, go to mattbester.com. I got it, a link to it there too. But we got to find out. And humans, in this new year, you got to rate us. You got to subscribe. You got to get your siblings to subscribe, your mom. To watch it. Don's going to get his mom to watch it over. I'll get so many ratings.
Does,
so many hits.
If you, she could just listen to this episode a dozen times.
Yep, she will.
Keep being human.
Improv for Humans is holding a nationwide improv contest. Check out www.contestforimprovforhumans.com for details. Be a good human and subscribe to CISO.com today. Season 2 of the UCB show is out now, featuring many Improv 400s regulars. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.
Hey, you don't have to be a sports fan to enjoy Scarborough Country, but if you are, you'll also enjoy it. This is a chance for us to break down the ridiculousness in the world of sports. And if you aren't a sports fan, you're going to get a little knowledge. You're going to be able to enter that conversation that's maybe going on about the Super Bowl or whatever. You're going to have facts and opinions. We're also going to provide ways of lampooning the world of sports. So if you hate it, here's a chance to get your digs in as well. If you love sports, there'll be plenty in it for you. We think you guys will enjoy it, so check it out on Earwolf.com, iTunes, or where you pick up your podcast.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit Earwolf.com.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You all see my collection of men corpses and one woman.
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins has crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.